For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer will be appearing in Warren, Butler, and Davis counties today. It's part of an effort to encourage state residents who are getting their farm vehicle license plates renewed to make a donation to the future of the farming business. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Joining us on the phone line is State Agriculture Commissioner James Comer. Commissioner Comer, I understand you're visiting several areas of Kentucky, urging people to make a voluntary $10 donation to be divided evenly among Kentucky 4-H, Kentucky FFA, and Kentucky Proud when they renew their farm license plates.
Yes, sir. March is the month when farmers renew their farm license plates. A farm license plate is a license plate on a farm vehicle that has the 4-H emblem, the FFA emblem, and the Kentucky Proud emblem. These farm plates are to be renewed in March, and when you get your bill, it has the bill to renew the plate. Then at the bottom, there's a $10 voluntary donation. You have the option of making a $10 voluntary donation. We're asking people to make that $10 donation, and the proceeds will be split evenly between the 4-H, the FFA, and the Kentucky Proud program, and this will help young farm families with their education and trying to survive farming and hopefully expand their markets for what they're selling through the Kentucky Proud program.
I think probably most people in rural Kentucky would be familiar with 4-H and FFA and Kentucky Proud as well, but Kentucky Proud in particular has been creating new markets for a lot of people in the state, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. That's the primary focus for Kentucky Proud. When you buy something with the Kentucky Proud logo on it, you know you're supporting a Kentucky family somewhere that's producing that product or manufacturing that product. And the overwhelming majority of people that are Kentucky Proud are small Kentucky farmers. So this is a great program. It's voluntary. You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. But if people would pay that $10 donation, voluntary donation, that will go a long way in helping a lot of small farm families in Kentucky.
And again, a good portion of that $10 would be going to help youth programs and programs
Yes.
that are kind of designed to help encourage some young people to stay on the farm.
Young people have lots of obstacles if they want to begin a career in farming. Access to credit is a big challenge. Obviously, young farmers need to get the best education possible, and the money that you donate to 4-H and FFA, the majority of that goes for college scholarships to help young farmers leave the farm and get educated and then hopefully move back into those rural communities and continue farming like so many in their family before them have done.
Commissioner Comer, from your perspective, why is it so important that more young people be able to come back to work on the farm?
That's a problem that we face not just in Kentucky but all across the United States. The average age of the farmer continues to increase. We need more young people going into production agriculture. There are a lot of obstacles. The capital requirements, the investment requirements to farm are just out of this world, and it's hard with the new banking laws. It's hard for young people to get access to credit if they didn't already inherit a farm or have a working farm in their family. So what we're trying to do is through the Kentucky Proud program and through the Department of Ag and with cooperation from the 4-H and FFA is try to educate young farmers on alternative crops and alternative types of farming to where they can get started in production agriculture and think outside the box. That's what the Kentucky Proud program is all about. So to try to add value to what you're producing. It's just a big obstacle, but the two organizations that are doing more to address that challenge, the 4-H and FFA, they're really trying to help young people return to the farm and be successful in farming, and we want to work with them.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.